Spend $1 million in 30 days. Money is too easy to manifest.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi, everyone. Robert Zink, miracle mentor and alchemy life coach. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Today we're going to talk about spending $1 million in 30 days. But more importantly, we're going to talk about how to attract money into your life. It's going to be like sliding down a greased pole. It's so easy. Now, I want to remind you to visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Lawofattractionsolutions.com. We have a test there that you can take right now and find out exactly how you score as a manifester. I think it's an important number to know. You'll have an idea of exactly where you stand and maybe what you need to improve on. Okay, here we go. Spend $1 million. Number one, I think this is so important, high flyers. You need to see it, believe it, and feel it. It's absolutely essential when you attract large sums of money that you see it in your mind, that you believe it in your soul, and you feel it in your body. And when you see it, feel it, and believe it, or believe it and feel it, when you see it, believe it, and feel it, then you're putting not only thought, but you're putting vibration and energy to the work. And I think that is absolutely critical. Next, high flyers, what I found is that we tend to become what we practice. In other words, if we practice something over and over and over again, then when we go out in real life, we tend to manifest it because we've lived it in our mind. There are two creations, according to the late Stephen Covey. There's the creation in the mind and the creation in the physical world. Nothing happens in the physical world, the money you desire and crave. It doesn't happen unless it first happens in your mind. I think it's absolutely essential that you have fun manifesting. I'm not saying it's not work. I'm saying that make the work that you do fun and exciting. I absolutely love the work that I do. I love podcasting. I love our YouTube channel. I love our high flyers. I love everything about it. And it helps me to manifest. When I was working in jobs or for companies where I didn't have so fun, I just wasn't quite as successful there. And allow the money to flow into your life. Come on. Stop. Get out of your own way. Allow the money to just simply flow. Money is too damn easy to make. It really is. And when you just say, hey, the money is flowing into my life, then that's what happens. It just flows. And you don't put up resistance. You don't worry about it. You don't wonder if it's going to happen. You just know that it's flowing and it flows easily. Now, are you ready to spend $1 million? Let's do this. First, I want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Hey, listen, we've helped people in 60 different countries reach incredible heights with their business, with their personal income. We've helped athletes improve their game. We've helped people in the acting and Academy Award-winning producers of movies. We have helped people save their relationships. We've helped people become very, very rich. It's not a miracle. It's science. We call it miracle mentoring, but it's really the science of the law of attraction. Claim your 30 minutes. Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. And by the way, when you visit us, be sure and check out some of the blogs there. We've got some great articles. Okay. Here it is. Here's your exercise. Number one, you got to go get yourself a nice journal. Don't get one of those cheap ones. Get one that denotes that you are spending $1 million in 30 days. And get a journal. And next, in that journal, your very first day, step two, you're going to spend $1,000. You're going to go through the internet. You're going to go through Amazon You may go through catalogs, whatever, but you're going to find $1,000 of product to spend your money on. Okay? Very, very important. And you're going to pause after you have spent the $1,000. You're going to write down each item. Maybe it's just one item. Maybe it's several items. But you're going to write them all down. And alongside of writing it down, you're going to write down a key sentence or a key word, either one, sentence or word. And you're going to write down how it makes you feel, how good it makes you feel to spend that $1,000. Next day, you're going to spend $2,000. This is step three. You're going to spend $2,000. That's a lot of fun. Come on. I really enjoy days like that where I give myself a budget of $2,000-$3,000, and I just go out and say, I don't know what I'm going to get. I'm going to spend it, and I'm going to buy something I like. Have fun with it. Write it all down. Write each item down. You know, not long ago, we went to the Ren Fair, and I bought a sword. And I love swords. I collect them. You may have seen videos where in my office I have a few swords hanging up. But I love swords. And they're beautiful. They're wonderful. And they're elegant. And they're expensive. They're expensive if you get a good one. I spent $1,000 on one sword. Okay? So, and I enjoyed it. And I still love touching it, holding it, feeling it. And of course, it hangs on my wall. But you're going to spend $2,000. And then you're going to double the amount every single day until you get to day 11. On day 11, you're going to start increasing your budget by $10,000 every day. Because you're going to go, the first 10 days, you're going to be up to $10,000. And then you're going to do $10,000, $20,000, you know, $40,000, so forth. You're going to start doubling the budget every single day. So if you spend $10,000 today, you're going to spend $20,000 tomorrow. If you spend $20,000 tomorrow, so forth. You got it? Okay, pretty simple. And then on day 21, you're going to spend $100,000 and you're going to double it from there. By day 30, you should be to $1 million. If I did my math correctly. Now, listen, high flyers, I admit to you fully and freely, don't share this with many people, but this is a limiting belief, but I'm not that great at mathematics, but it doesn't really matter. Maybe you're going to spend over $1 million, but you're going to write it down every time you spend money in your journal. You're going to write down how it made you feel. How do you feel buying that new car? How do you feel buying that new wardrobe? How do you feel buying that new house? How do you feel buying that new furniture? How do you feel taking that vacation? Whatever it is, how do you feel? And then when you are done after the 30 days, then from time to time, I'd say once a week, twice a week, you can do it nightly if you want, but I don't want you to choke the energy. Look, you've had a lot of fun with this exercise, spending this money. I don't want you to choke it. So don't do it like, I mean, you can do it every night, but don't overdo it. Once a day maximum, preferably a couple, two, three times a week, you're going to go back through and reread your diary where you spent $1 million. And you're going to read the things that you bought. And you're going to read about how it felt. And you're going to relive that feeling, because it is feelings that connect to the infinite field of potential. Neville Goddard says we attract through our feelings. So we're bringing your feelings to an intense level. We're bringing your visualization to an intense level. This is very intense. I know when I've done this exercise or variations of it, when I've done it, and I think, man, we did a variation of this exercise way back in the 70s. But when we've done this exercise, it was incredible how all of a sudden you'd forget about the exercise. You put the exercise away and, oh, that was fun. I remember doing that a couple months ago. And you'd stop thinking about it. And all of a sudden, the money would just start pouring in. It felt so good. It felt so good. Because what happened is you changed your belief system in your subconscious mind. Ah, it's amazing. Thank you so much for joining me here. And remember to visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. We are here to serve you. If you are, listen, this is our podcast, but it's on YouTube. We are happy to be on YouTube. We love YouTube, but we're also on iTunes and we're on Stitcher. We're on all the other major platforms. Thank you for following us, for being a part of our lives. And we will be here again tomorrow, unless it's Saturday. Bye-bye.